This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Federally funded emergency unemployment compensation program benefits will be reduced under the federal government's budget sequester. Amy Richards has more.
Beginning May 26th, the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services will implement a 23.08% reduction in order to achieve the required total savings of 10.7% for the federal fiscal year 2013. The reduction applies to any individual who exhausts their regular state unemployment benefits and becomes eligible for EUC on or after May 26, 2013. The reduction will not impact regular state unemployment insurance benefit amounts or benefits to any individual who established a claim for EUC prior to May 26. Reporting from Cheyenne, I'm Amy Ray.
Seatbelt on. Seatbelt on. Hey, I can't buckle it for you. You know law enforcement is out there, and you know that seatbelts save lives. So be a good driver and buckle up. There you go.
All across the country, law enforcement is cracking down. Click it or ticket, day and night. Paid for with federal highway safety funds.
Bighorn Fiber has been established as Wyoming's first internet peering exchange. Joy Greenwald has the story.
The initial members of Bighorn Fiber are Visionary Communications of Gillette, TCT of Basin, Potomi Data Systems of Sheridan, and Greenhouse Data of Cheyenne. Bighorn Fiber hopes to continue to expand and add providers. Prior to Bighorn Fiber's creation, traffic from one business to another in the same community might route to Denver and back, or to another large internet transit site like Chicago, then Denver and back. Keeping data traffic within the state means data flow will be faster and more direct. Reporting from Cheyenne, I'm Joy Greenwald.
I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.